That isn't cranberry sauce, Artie.
Do you like what you see?
Penetration? Who's gonna be penetrated?
Why are there sharks on the moon?
You're listening to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, with host Super Marcy.
Hey, it's Wish.com Eric Roberts.
The terrible Australian Bee Jemine.
We're being watched. Oh no, the actors have become self-aware. They know we're watching them.
Professor Science Batch.
All these actors are hard Canadian 30s.
And Trash Panda Colin.
That movie's so tight.
Featuring Craven the Hunter.
Hey, it's Craven. Everybody loves Craven. Especially Louise. Oh boy.
And Louise Lasser.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser?
This podcast is intended for mature audiences as it may contain explicit language.
I bet you he made anal.
That's not how you should.
Adult themes.
I like how they're still wet even after the next day.
Then it comes back on and it's an ad for Wild Secrets.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com for more. Show your support and access exclusive posts at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
Would you like to touch what you see?
Listen! I don't have anything to say to you except don't call me anymore!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real, real emergency! What's the matter with you?
I got molested in the little boy's room!
G'day everyone, this is Bee Jemine, aka The Terrible Aussie, and welcome to part two of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, best of 2023 episodes. Yep, that's right everyone, we have even more great moments from last year to present to you in this episode. Now, you've already heard a lot of great moments from the first half of the year in the previous episode, in which my co-host on the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, Marcy, showcased in that one. So I'm going to be showing some of the best moments from the second half of the year, which were from episodes 109 through to 128. And believe me, there are a lot of great moments from this section of the podcast. And a lot of them, I will definitely say, were my favorite moments from the past year. And first up, of course, is Wolves of Wall Street, which was my pick as a possible contender for our third anniversary special of the show. And out of the picks that we had between the four of us, this was the one that won. And I was very excited that this film got picked. And because not only did it turn out to be a really funny episode, but it also delivered quite a lot of great moments. So here's some of them right now.
I'm just looking up this guy's filmography, Jeff Branson. He's mostly a soap opera actor because he was on Young and the Children. I mean, The Young and the Restless. All
Young
My
and the Children?
Young
and the Children? Hell yeah.
Young and the Children sounds like some weird right-wing show.
Keep away from the children.
Yeah, keep away
from the
children.
What's going on here?
Oh,
yes, those douchebags.
Oh, shit, they're gonna Basic Instinct this shit, and then they're gonna turn into vampire werewolves. Watch this shit.
Those are some sexy Andes right there.
That is a sexy-ass Andy, goddamn. Yeah, I was gonna say they, like, hired some sexy Andes to this party. They get hard and then turn into werewolves.
Why are
they
all wearing
rockets.
Black wife beaters?
They are.
Why are they matching?
Guys, they're Satan worshippers.
She's like, oh.
Hello.
Oh, this
they're all wearing black undies.
They're look at those moose knuckles.
God damn.
Whoa!
Look, there's a
what the fuck is this? Why is there smut on this show?
This is what we live for on this show.
And look, there's a wolf in the window.
I'm kind of turned on by this. I'm not
gonna lie. This movie may be your redemption.
I'm not gonna lie. God damn. These bitches are like dripping wet right now.
This is the weirdest like sex orgy I've ever seen.
Aww. There's gonna be some aggressive cuddling real soon.
Right? I don't know. That sexy Artie on the left looks very turned on by all this.
She wanted to see this. She's getting mad. She's
what's
like,
what
nah,
the hell? Like in the background.
Hey guys.
They're not turning into werewolves.
Yeah.
Hey guys. You want to hear a terrible joke?
Yeah.
What do you call a werewolf who goes down on a woman? A rough diver.
I had it ready.
That actually wasn't too bad, Bede.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser?
I said Louise Lasser. Yes.
Now,
Louise, we've been going back and forth for a long time. You're obsessed with me. I want nothing to do with you. We got to decide what this is once and for all, Louise.
Yes. I think it's about time, Craven. You got to admit your feelings for me. Because I know you've been for many years keeping me... treating me mean to keep me keen. So I think it's about time that you finally profess your feelings, and then we can see where our relationship goes from here.
This is so weird.
I kind of like when you like me sometimes. Oh. Okay?
Well, that's
it kind of makes me feel good in my warm heart. In my cold, broken, evil heart.
Oh, Craven, it's only a girl like me wants to hear, which is unfortunate because I've put in the divorce papers.
What?
This morning.
What?
You and I are getting divorced right now. I'm resisting
because you still divorce?
Yes, because, you know, for so long, Craven, I realized as much as I knew you were secretly in love with me, I need a man who's going to treat me very good, say only nice things to me all the time, sweep me off my feet. And while you have done that and been a good stepdaddy to my boys, Todd and Terry, and also my other kids, but I think it's about time we move on. And also, I've met somebody else.
It's Ninja Terminator Tobi, isn't it? I knew it, that's your kid.
Actually, it isn't. I will introduce to you the person I've been seeing, and believe me, Ninja Terminator Tobi, he's still the father of Sherry Lulu's baby.
He's your kid.
No, he isn't, but here's the person I'm now seeing. Come on out and say hello.
What is going on?
Hello, it's me.
What?
Tobi!
Bro, we're no longer friends.
This is the best day ever. Everything's coming up today, and I'm free of Louise.
Well, how come you've got like little sad tears going down your face now, Craven?
I'm these tears, they're happy tears. I'm so happy right now.
They're like happy tears to me.
It's
cool, Louise. You'll be with Tobi. I'll be fine.
It was very magical. It didn't mean to happen. There was just a lot of ectoplasm involved. So, and that's how it happened.
That's what happens when you get red wine and ectoplasm together.
Well, that is true. So that's why, in an upcoming episode, Louise and I are going to get married.
What?
Oh.
And Colin, I want you to be my best man because you're my best
friend.
Oh, shit.
Whoa.
Bro, I'll even dress up. I'll go get my jacket this weekend for it.
Get that tweed jacket.
Wow, this is a big episode. Like, Louise dumps Craven for Tobi the Ghost.
Well, there you go, everyone. That was Wolves of Wall Street. And also the start of one storyline, which, of course, was the marriage between Louise Lasser and Tobi the Pervy Ghost, and as well as Craven's revenge against Louise, which came to a conclusion in the episode, The Backup Bride. So without further ado, here's what happened at the marriage between Louise and Tobi during the episode.
Do you, Tobi, take Louise to be your lawfully wedded wife, to live in matrimony, to love and to honor and to keep in sickness and health, in sorrow and joy, to have and to hold from this day forward, as long as you both shall live?
Even though you're dead.
Yes, even though you are technically a ghost.
Oh, I definitely do, or I should say I boo.
Yeah, I boo. Oh, that's clever. Mm-hmm. Louise, do you take this ghost to be your lawfully wedded husband? To live into holy matrimony, to love, to honor, to keep, in sickness and health, in sorrow and joy, to have and somewhat hold from this day forward, as long as you both shall live?
I do, honey. Oh, I do.
Now, Louise and Toby have chosen to exchange rings with each other as a symbol of their unending love. As you place the ring on Louise's finger, please repeat after me. With this ring, I thee wed and pledge my love with you forever.
With this ring, I thee pledge my love for you forever.
Now, Louise, as you place this ring on Toby's finger, please repeat after me. With this ring, I thee wed and pledge and my love now and forever.
I hope that's his figure, because if it isn't, it's a very big figure.
Oh, we don't need to know this, Louise.
Close enough. Just in case, we do the obligatory. Does anybody object to this marriage? Craven, we're looking in your direction.
Why is everybody looking at me? I'm good. You two, you have fun. This is your day. This is your day. Nobody else can wreck this day for you. I am, don't mind me while I text something here. No, you two have fun. This is your day.
Can I interrupt?
Okay.
Oh, shit. What's happening?
Ninja Terminator Tubby's here.
Oh, no. Louise Lasser. I object. You owe me child support.
Oh, shit!
And he owes me $5.
Oh, goddamn!
Seen enough of this train wreck. This bullshit. The sexy aunties.
What is happening?
Destroy this wedding.
What is happening?
You, this is what you get, Louise. You made me feel feelings, and nobody makes Graham the other feel feelings.
Now, first of all, honey, you already did my job for me because I was about to do this anyway, so it didn't really matter.
Hey, that's right. Brothers Brown should shoot up this wedding. Sexy aunties, destroy this place. Yes, feel the rage of Graham. I swear when I drive, and I swear when I drive. Yes, destroy the wedding.
Oh.
Yes, Stompy, get them, Stompy. Get them, Stompy. Oh, no, Louise. This is what you get for making me feel. I'm Kramer the fucking hunter. I'm not a good guy. Yes, set the building on fire. Drop them all in. Drop the last ones inside.
Kramer, you don't want to kill us.
Hey, Ninja Terminator Tubby. What's the capital of Thailand? Bangkok!
Oh.
I don't need you anymore, you schmuck!
You son of a bitch!
Oh! You all fell for my cunning plan! I'm going to destroy each and every one of you in the stupid Tubby Tuesday show, once and for all!
It's Sensitive Victor Crowley! Sensitive Victor Crowley's here to save the wedding! Oh my god! Wait a minute! Craven's giving him a thumbs up, thumbs down! Victor Crowley is killing Louise Lasser's family! Oh no! Not Mama Louise! He ripped her head off! Oh no! He just killed Terry and Todd! Oh no! The building's on fire!
Sensitive Victor Crowley! Look, Cherry Lulu!
No! He's got Cherry Lulu!
No! Put them down!
Ninja Terminator Tubby is fighting off Victor Crowley. Oh my god. This is humanity. Somebody stop the damn wedding. Oh my god. This went dark.
Victor Crowley. That's not how you're supposed to hug people.
Oh my god. Oh fuck. That was terrifying. Oh my god. I as the officiant of this wedding, I have to say this wedding is null and void. Oh my god. Craven, you son of a bitch. Where'd Craven go?
I got hit in the head by an elephant.
Just peaced out. As Victor Crowley was murdering Louise Lasser's entire family.
This is even more terrifying than the red wedding. This is the red wine wedding. What is going on?
This is the red wedding.
Man, the red wine wedding, definitely without a doubt, one of the big moments of the show in 2023. That whole episode was a riot, particularly with what we did with the wedding itself. And it definitely was one of the standout moments for me. Now we'll move on to the next film, which of course was Marcy's pick, which was the film Money Plane. Definitely one of our favorites that we saw throughout 2023, because this movie was an absolute riot and also delivered some truly great moments too. And without further ado, here some of them are.
Oh, we're finally getting to the opening credits.
Title card!
Well, at least we know who Denise Richards is in this movie. It's Edge's wife for some reason. Joey Lawrence
is in this movie. Whoa!
Yes.
Whoa. Blossom. There you go, title card!
Matthew Lawrence! Andrew Lawrence!
Andrew Lawrence.
All of the Lawrences.
With Denise Richards. With Kelsey Grammer. And Thomas Jane!
Thomas Jane!
Of course Thomas Jane is in this movie.
Why am I not surprised?
So I'm guessing... I'm going to guess the job they have to do is on a plane, and I'll be very sad if it's not.
It's on a train, Marcy.
Oh, wait, there's fucking cryptocurrency involved in it. This is just downhill. No one invests in that shit
anymore.
So
the plane is a casino, from what I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh, that makes sense.
It's a casino, and they're going to do
it. And that's why they have... Yeah, but how do you have... cryptocurrency on a plane when you need, like, oh, I guess if you're just transferring it over or winning it, you're not mining it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at that sexy auntie.
Rare.
Yeah.
So I didn't even look up what this movie was about. I watched the opening. I was like, this feels like a Tubi Tuesday movie. I have to pick it.
In that box is one of those recreations of like the wrestling ring with the base and all that kind of thing.
It's a futuristic airborne casino filled with the world's most dangerous criminals.
And Joey Lawrence.
And Joey Lawrence. Yes. And Matthew Lawrence.
And all the Lawrences.
And $1 billion worth of cryptocurrency.
No, it's Burt Reynolds.
What up, Burt? What up, Smokey?
He won his car back.
Smokey.
That is clearly a fake mustache.
Oh my gosh, it's the mustache.
That's the mustache from
Thanksgiving. It is the Thanksgiving mustache. Yeah.
And I re-listened to that episode while I was at work last night, and it's still fucking hilarious, that episode.
That was a great episode. Also, how many subscribers for the Burt Reynolds outfit?
Oh, this is another 2 more subscribers. I want to wear that outfit, to be honest. And the hat. I want that hat.
You want that freaking bolo tie.
Well, that too.
It's a proper Texas cowboy bolo tie.
I'm going to wear a Texas bolo tie and all to a cowboy hat because I want to be in Texas.
Do you know what this set reminds me of?
What's that?
You know the aeroplane set in Plan 9 from Outer Space? Pretty much like that.
Yes. Yes.
This is add a curtain to make it look like a plane.
Yes.
Oh, damn, she's out.
Wait, one of them's called JR?
It's the cowboy guy. It's Burt Reynolds. His name's JR.
His name's Jim Ross.
Jim Ross! Oh, my God. It's
a slobberknocker!
Oh, I watched some of the tightest shit yesterday. I'll have to send it to you. It's funny. Some JR shit.
Oh, all right. Yeah. This lady looks like, what's her face? The chick from The Wasp. From Ant-Man and the Wasp. What's her fucking name?
Oh, Evangeline Lilly.
Yeah, it looks like her with massive plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Although I think she might have had some plastic
surgery. That's one of the Lawrence brothers.
Mr. J.R. Crockett.
That is it's him.
Matthew. That's yeah, Matthew. That's Matthew
Lawrence. Ah, found him. He's like Waldo. Where's the Lawrence?
Burt Reynolds.
Wait, Burt Reynolds. No oh, he's shit.
Fucked. He's so fucked.
Wow.
Oh my god, it him. Is. It's the eyes. Oh my god, what a brilliant actor.
I did not how did it take us this long to realize, oh, that is Matthew Lawrence?
His name is J.R. Crockett, if that's not a reference to wrestling.
Yeah.
Money Plane. Money Plane. How can you not love that movie? Now, next up, of course, is a very special episode of the show, because back when we did episode 100, we did the film Samurai Cop. And one of the prizes that we had as part of the competition for that episode was someone got the chance to pick a movie for us to watch for the show and as well even join us. And that lucky person ended up being Lindsay Wilkins, the host of the very awesome podcast, Schlock and Awe. And the film that she chose for us to watch was Manhattan Baby by the great Lucio Fulci. Now, Lindsay also joined us for this episode, and this one was an absolute delight too. So here are some of the best moments from this episode.
I was going to say, we should be weary of snakes, but then I remembered it was an eel in Lady Terminator.
I mean, they're not in Australia, so you don't have to worry about snakes that bad.
I mean, none of our weird snakes.
Oh, wow, we found the laundry room.
Yeah!
The laundry room. Whoa!
My Simpsons reference. What happened to that snake went flying?
It was blue.
It's a cobra!
Roman Reigns is gonna die. Oh, hey, shit!
Roman Reigns head. Shot that cobra!
Shut the shit out of that cobra.
Roman Reigns is dead. That cobra's not going to die. The problem is,
it might actually be shooting at an actual snake. I'm not 100% sure what Fulci was going to find
out. I mean, given this is an Italian movie in the 80s, yes, they're shooting at real apples.
Hold on, bring in the stunt cobra.
Stunt cobra. We need a stunt cobra.
It's okay. It's okay. They're G.I. Joe. They're just taking out cobra.
Yes. The cobra was Santino okay. Shit. Actually, it wasn't.
You got buzzed
already.
My first one
for the episode.
Did you buzz? Was that my buzz?
No, that was his buzz.
My buzz.
Oh,
my buzz.
We don't get the buzz, Colin. We make good jokes.
I just did a Santino Marella joke, so.
Sorry to ruin your buzz, Colin.
Oh my god, buzz right. Him again, that was terrible.
No, there's a buffer there.
Yes.
Whoa!
Oh! No!
It's a trap.
It's a trap.
It's a trap.
Literally, it's a trap.
Oh, shit. Roman Reigns.
Oh! That escalated quickly.
Holy shit.
So luckily, that dude fell on it.
Yeah.
He broke his fall.
See, that dude... He fell on those spikes. Spikes are poking out of him, and he landed on top of him, and he's fine.
I mean,
but the spikes were isolated to where he landed, and it looked like when he landed,
broke his ball. Pushed down. Yeah.
When he landed, it looked ball. Like he deflated a little bit.
It probably was like. I mean, it was a dolls. Let's.
I mean,
and we do love my, and I do love my dolls on the show.
I mean, it's no Shocking Dark with the head just flying off when it falls.
It's Blue Zuzu.
Blue Zuzu.
Blue Zuzu.
Blue Zuzu. What the fuck is going on?
Lasers, people.
It's my
lasers.
Eyes.
So,
my eyes.
I need those to see.
That's not eyes. How LASIK works.
Okay, just get ready for it. Everyone's saying Susie a lot in this movie, by the way. It's just Susie! Susie! Susie!
Susie!
Yeah, I was going to say, she's gone from Susie to Pazuzi.
Pazuzi.
Susie.
I'm guessing that's the mum of Susie, but was that guy the dad?
Yes.
No, he was a professor.
Yeah, but he can also be the dad.
Marcy, this is another... Yes, exactly. And also, Marcy, this is another Karate Christmas Miracle situation where the wife looks way younger than the husband, so we are debating whether she's the sister, mother, daughter.
Yes, I was getting that.
Or is it a ghost can't do it situation?
That's right.
How did he make his way out of the pit?
That's what I was wondering before. It's like he was blind and he just walked straight out. Like past the spikes, past the dead body, past the snake. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the side of Blue Zuzu.
It was Blue Zuzu leading him out.
Blue Zuzu called him an Uber.
I mean, now, is it just me or does the wife look like Jennifer Lawrence? It's freaking me out.
She looks like young Jodie Foster mixed with young Jennifer Lawrence. And so, why is he wearing glasses over the eye?
That's the Hall of Fame pick. That's the Hall of Fame pick right there.
Yes, Bob.
Now, Bob.
Put that on a shirt.
Are we going to love Bob, this kid?
Yes. Well, he doesn't have his dubbing isn't as atrocious as House by the Cemetery, but this is Bob. I need to make this very clear. Bob is in this movie.
He just called his sister a lousy lesbian.
Who are these people? Who are these people?
The lousy lesbian club.
Apparently.
See that lady there? She's a great lesbian. You're pretty lousy at it.
You're just lousy as a lesbian.
God, you suck at being a lesbian.
What would Louise Less have to say about being a lousy lesbian?
Mm.
Oh, here we go.
Somebody say Louise Less a hello.
Get out of here, bitch. I do not want to talk to you today.
First of all, Colin.
Do you know how to be a lousy lesbian?
Well, first of all, honey, here's what you need to do to be a lousy lesbian. First of all, you can't. Number one, you can't listen to the Indigo Girls. It's a no-no. Aww. Number two, you can't watch anything with Ellen DeGeneres. That's also a no-no.
Well, that's a no-no finally, in general, because she's terrible.
Yes. But number three, you cannot have impure thoughts about Jodie Foster. That's an even bigger no-no.
Damn.
Can you listen and to only the Scissor Sisters?
This is very strict. I didn't realize it was that strict to be a lousy lesbian.
That was a ride. Thanks again, Lindsay, for picking Manhattan Baby for the show. That film was an absolute blast to watch it for the podcast. Now, moving right along. Now, we did a whole month-long series called Wrestlers in Films. Pro Wrestlers versus Zombies, which was my pick for the theme that month. And I'd never seen the film prior to this episode, so I wasn't sure what to expect. But yep, this film also ended up being an absolute riot as well and delivered a really hilarious episode out of it. So here are some of the best moments from that episode.
Good thing my kids are asleep. Fuck.
Somebody's kissing a sexy Annie.
He's a sexy Artie.
Oh, Shane Douglas is a sexy Eddie.
He's pissed.
He's not happy about that. That was he paid fucking for that sexy Artie.
Guys, yeah. I'm going to call it right now. I nominate Shane Douglas for Best Actor because of this movie. For the TV Awards this year.
Whoa! Yes. Nah, that's not what you do to Shane Douglas. What are you doing, man?
Well, that was the dude. That's the dude that was making out with his girl.
Mm. You know,
look how small this crowd is.
Yeah, the show I went to on the weekend where I probably got sick, there's a lot more people than this.
Love that Shane's just at the point in his career where he's wrestling with his t-shirt on.
Yes.
Just like Sting.
Yeah.
Excuse me, but who out of you three is going to wrestle without their shirt on?
Me, I'll do it.
I'll do it.
I'll do it.
All right. All three of you. You have to do it now.
I got half a chest hair and everything. So
I'll do it right now. I'm daring enough to take off my shirt for this podcast.
Dude, fuck y'all guys.
Fuck it.
What is going on?
Let's do this.
My eyes have been soiled.
Yeah.
I'm not going shirtless. That's not happening.
No.
Oh,
And that's enough. Let's put him back on now.
I'm just going to cover my eyes. Guys, please subscribe and see the video on Patreon at patreon.com/thesupernetwork if you want to see Colin Batch and Bede shirtless.
All right, my titties are covered up now.
They'll be doing the full Monty for the podcast next time.
Oh my god, if that's not a YouTube clip, I don't know.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, Marcy, that's going on the YouTube preview.
I'm totally going to blur everybody out so they have to see it on Patreon.
Uncle Shane.
Bede.
Why isn't DDP in this movie?
He should be in this movie. Bede, did you know you and Toby have the same favorite wrestler?
I know, that's weird. I didn't expect anyone else to like the Honky Tonk Man other than me.
Who doesn't like the Honky Tonk Man?
I love the Honky Tonk Man.
He's a Hall of Famer now.
Exactly.
Throw him through the door! Throw him through the door!
He's taking him out to win the dumpster match.
Hell yeah.
He's taking him out to feed him to the zombies.
He's gonna Old Yeller his nephew.
Marcy, how could you say that?
He's their uncle or dad or whatever he's meant to be, but they call him Franchise? Fuck off.
Uh-huh. Well, that's who he is. That's the Franchise Shane Douglas.
Yeah.
Hi, Uncle Franchise!
Uncle Franchise.
Hashtag Uncle Franchise.
That means Francine is the sexy Annie.
Ooh.
Is she in this movie?
Probably. She should be.
Matt Hardy's wife's in it.
Uh-oh. We're following this kid now. I don't like where this is going.
Why is he going all the way around when there was a door at the other
side? We could have gone through the house.
He could have just went through the kitchen.
Uh-oh.
They have to pad out running time somehow.
Oh, so within that, like, 1 minute span, while he and Shane Douglas were outside, his family were attacked by zombies.
Apparently.
And they didn't hear anything.
I mean, allegedly. We don't know for sure. Okay, allegedly. Now we know for sure.
Yeah, I think it's pretty true. Well, it's one zombie.
Dad's a zombie. Sexy zombie auntie.
I hate to tell you, Shane Douglas, your whole family are now zombies.
I love that with pro wrestlers versus zombies, it started up another running joke throughout the rest of the show in that year with Batch, Colin, and I just taking off our shirts. So now, moving right along is Kung Fu and Titties, which was the Patreon subscriber pick episode, which was picked by our good friend Derek Smith. And we didn't know what to expect from Kung Fu and Titties. We were excited because of the title itself, because none of us had seen the film prior to this episode. And I gotta say, Derek definitely was listening to this show, because he definitely picked a film that is without a doubt a Tubi Tuesday movie through and through. And once you hear these highlights from that episode, you'll understand why. So here is Kung Fu and Titties. Oh, here's the sexy auntie.
She was just called Hot Girl on the subtitle. Whoa! Oh, booby fair!
Booby fair!
Whoa!
African-American man was like, oh, shit. I like that. Let's go.
Why is she giving him a lap dance in front of a guy oiling himself up and what looked like his grandparents?
See, this is what we were missing from Toby's party the other night.
Whoa. This is probably the best Tubi Tuesday movie I've ever seen so far.
Aside from Flash Gordon, this is the best movie you guys have ever done.
This is so great. And those are nice titties. I'm not going to lie. Those are nice-ass titties.
They are some of the nicest titties we've seen on this podcast.
Is this a porno? Is this a porn?
I hope so. I mean, what?
Is it? Why is the dude in the bed?
That escalated quickly.
Oh!
And dude, he's pissed that the titties went away.
Francis, that's a nerd's name. Fucking nerd.
Fucking nerd.
Fucking nerd.
Learn how to fight nerd.
Why does the dude
Kung
in the
Fu.
Sorry. Okay, I've been trying to talk for 10 minutes now. Why does the dude in the bandana look like a bloated Charlie Day?
He looks like
Effie. He looks like Effie.
He looks like an uglier
Effie.
He does
look like Effie.
Effie's a bit more good looking than that.
Message Effie, were you in this movie Kung Fu and Titties?
Is this you,
yeah,
Effie?
Is this you? Somebody better screenshot and put that shit on Twitter.
And this dude looks hilarious. Like Tommy Dreamer with a receding hairline.
What's going on?
I know you love sugar, but I ain't got none!
Oh my god, they just got to the title card.
Oh, no shit!
Is this the Twilight Zone? What's going on?
Yes.
This could be the greatest 2B Tuesday movie of all time.
It could be.
And Bronson
Pinch shows in this movie.
Get down. Now, you're not showing
Pop
your pussy 4D
for Bronson Pinch show.
Oh my gosh. It's Bo Derek.
I'm having Bo Derek flashbacks. What the?
Whoa.
Is he fighting Toby?
It's a
fucking
nerd.
Oh,
fucking.
What? What is going on?
You stole my girlfriend, bitch.
That gorilla definitely stole his girlfriend.
Was that nerd in the underwear, the nerd from Thanksgiving? Is this the Avengers of 2B movies? Is all the universes colliding together?
Actually, that makes sense.
In our movie, it would. Our movie, it would.
Yes.
He fucked that monkey up. Piss on him.
Piss on him. Jesus.
He is pissing on him. No, he's not pissing on him.
He's like, come on now, bro. I got you.
Oh, that monkey's friends. That monkey's just joined the Blackpool Combat Club.
Is this like how Kraven gets like Titties. All the animal
droid? Yes.
By beating him up and then they.
So he speaks gorilla?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he lost his head.
He literally just had both of them.
He's like, I'll get a new one. Take my monkey hand.
Whoa!
Oh, titties!
Whoa, no, more titties!
Whoa! Hey.
What is this movie?
What is going on?
Is that Gary Busey?
Maybe.
It looks like Gary Busey.
Bede, how many subscribers for the man-made outfit?
Oh, well, that's another 16 subscribers.
Whoa, that's not too bad.
Are we sure this isn't Eric Roberts?
I think it's Nick Nolte.
Well, I don't know. I was in a movie called Kung Fu Titties.
I mean, I'm just looking at these titties right here.
What is going on?
They got to go to the next scene. You got to have dancing titties.
I don't care that I don't know what's happening. It doesn't need to make sense.
Beat is completely broken.
That smoothie is very culturally insensitive.
No, and it looks like they're shot in four different places because it looks autumn here and it's broad brighter here.
And they left Bo Derek's horse back there.
So these are the Native Americans from Cannibal.
Yes.
Yes. Oh my gosh, Derek, you have found us the movie that connects every movie in Phase 3 so far.
Thank you so much, Derek, for picking that film again. And that episode was an absolute riot. You definitely picked a winner with that one. Now, moving right along is another pick from Marcy, which of course is the horror comedy classic Tucker and Dale versus Evil. And this was a great, great episode as well, because not only did it deliver so many great moments, but it also introduced a favorite new character of ours in the show from last year. And that, of course, is Chad Who Buys Porn. So this was the episode where he was first introduced, we thought he would just only be a one-off little character, but he's now kind of stuck around for quite a while. And not only that, he also became besties with Toby the Pervy Ghost. And listen to these highlights and you'll understand why that is.
Oh, hello.
Oh, what up?
He's got his shirt off.
Shirt off.
No, I can't. No. One is enough and it's on the movie.
Marcy, we're trying to drape traffic to the Patreon.
Yeah, people want exactly. to see my titties. All right.
Then go on OnlyFans. Oh. Jesus.
I do.
Good.
Not to see my titties. Watch, not...
Oh, by the way, this cop's got the Thanksgiving moustache.
He really does, actually.
It is.
He looks like the dude from Thanksgiving.
He kind of does.
Colin, I'll get you a password for Oily Cravens.
All right, tight.
Yes.
All the sexy Andes are on that thing.
The sexy Andes.
I don't know, man. I don't think I could pay for porn, like, ever. I don't think I could ever pay for porn.
Like, I mean, does anyone actually pay for porn?
Yeah, there's a lot of people that I know that would fucking pay for porn. That I know that pay for porn. It's insane. Like, how are you going to have a Pornhub subscription? Like, if you're supporting somebody, I get it, but... Like, I'm not going to pay for porn. Like, sorry. That's what Pornhub searches for. What?
Exactly.
Did, why pay for did someone here? Say who pays for porn? Hi, it's me. Sure, I'd pay for porn.
What's up, dude?
Well, hi, Chad, who pays for porn.
That's good. And that's the set of this character. People take bomb.
Chad,
I'm trying, dude. I can't think of any fucking
more. Saying, that should be
someone's not here. Like, I have no material.
I know.
Bro. Yes. Bro. Sorry. Bro.
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 Oh, hi, doggy.
Jangers.
Jangers.
He's got David Bowie eyes. Two different color eyes.
That's he's drooling, I know.
Oh, I didn't bro, know David
I say,
Bowie.
I say, bro, a lot too when I'm drifting off to the porn that I paid for.
Oh, thanks for letting us know, Chad, who buys porn.
What up, Chad? Who buys porn?
What up, bro? So what are you into? Yet? What are you into? Young, you know, you're looking for, you like one hand, you like two hand.
I'm not trying to buy porn.
I mean, bro, I'm into some fucking
shit. What's
the
big deal, bro? We all watch porn.
Yeah, don't fucking kink shame. Get out of here, pussy. Fuck.
Jeez.
Not you, Marcy, my cat.
Sure, your cat.
Marcy's... Hey, we allow animals on this show because that gets the Patreons a boat. Oh, there's Mersh again. And we're about to see a butthole again.
Mersh really wants to show a butt.
Mersh, I pay good money for that type of porn.
See, you get butthole porn? Dude, you're missing out a whole world, bro. You ever seen a bitch get fisted?
Hey, Tilby, yeah, bro.
I'm sure he
you're
is.
Here, bro.
Yes, I'm here, bro.
I got it, bro. Okay, bro, you jerk off just as much as I do. You always do. You get frustrated when you come to the position change. That's like the worst, isn't it, bro?
It is very annoying, Chad, who buys porn. I mean, every time I do a position change, it is like a literal geyser. It gets everywhere. And,
it's so anticlimactic.
Yeah, and also some of the people who I haunt, they get very upset and have to change their sheets like at least 7 times a day.
We may have to ban Chad.
Dude, yeah, Chad needs to be banned. He's an insta-laugh. Oh my god. Just his name, Chad, who bust porn. Oh no.
Oh no.
No, the bees.
I gotta get down because I don't like these.
This movie.
Oh, Chad, who buys porn. Oh, jeez. But that, yeah, that was a great episode, and I had so many great highlights from that one. Now, moving right along to the final film for this best of episode, which of course is Murder Size. Now, Marcy picked this one as well, and like a couple of the films we did in 2023, this one we all went in blind. We didn't know what to expect. All we just knew that the title just had us immediately once Marcy picked it. And I got to say, this episode was just an absolute riot from beginning to end. Definitely, without a doubt, one of my favorite episodes that we recorded last year. And when you hear some of these moments from it, you're going to definitely understand why that is. This episode, I just loved it. So here is the best moments from Murder Size.
Oh, whoa. Hello.
Hello, nipples.
Oh, hold on. Better go. Hold on. Gotta do the exercises again.
Let's go.
We gotta work out.
Oh, it's the Thanksgiving moustache.
Already 5 minutes into this movie.
All right, 1 second. You know we're gonna see Candy's titties. I can tell you that right now. And that fucking girl in the back. You know we're gonna see her titties. All the women with the giant ass tits we're gonna see.
My computer said no to the titties.
All right.
That is not a yoga outfit she's wearing. Monique's wearing. It isn't.
It's the 80s, Bede. Come on. It's the
80s. I'm pretty sure no one in the 80s wore that.
How many exercise classes did you ever go to?
I've gone to a few, actually.
Seven. I've gone to seven.
Did anyone dress in their fishnets now? Or?
I mean, I'm wearing my.
Now or the 80s?
Whoa!
Spreading to the gods.
Oh! Dude, obviously all these women were watching the Leanna Quigley horror workout.
She smacked her in the head almost.
I'm just going to stand in the background and pretend I'm not here, but I'm not missing this movie.
Craven, you're not around. Get out.
No, Craven,
I gotta watch this movie. There's plenties.
Craven, you're tight. We've already seen Vagina Lips. You're tight. It's fine. We can go and watch this movie. We'll watch it later.
I mean, it's sexy aunties exercising. This is made for me.
Craven, get out before I set off the time bomb I installed in your brain.
Get out of here, you cocksucker. Ginger Lynn's a puma.
Yes. Oh, hello.
Thanks for calling me a puma. I appreciate it.
That's when you're a little bit too old to be a cougar.
Yes.
I mean, I don't think she'd be considered a cougar. A cougar is just basically a MILF, right? Or an older
right,
MILF?
Right, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, shit. I'm 37.
MILFs it goes cougar, puma, back. Ocelot.
I gotcha. I just did a spit take all over my laptop.
And I'm in tears.
Oh.
God, what are the jokes to get you, Bede?
Scratch it's your Patreon to see all this nonsense.
Oh, jeez. Ah.
How much is it to subscribe?
It's as low as $1 a month, people. As long as
there you go.
Oh, jeez.
You get to watch us watch the movie.
Now they're all eating bananas, except for that dude. He's eating an apple. Yeah, hold it. Or is he eating a peach? Because that would mean something else if he was. Oh, she's eating a peach too.
I think it's an apple.
Oh, okay. I used to work in a vegetable shop. I should know the difference between an apple and a pear.
To be fair, Bede.
To be fair.
You did just spit your water everywhere.
There's water all over the floor. Only a little bit, but still.
Not even sorry.
I'm going to be careful now every time I drink.
And all he said was Ocelot.
At least it wasn't. Yeah.
That's a great line.
I'm so sorry. Oh my gosh, I don't.
Not looking at my tits.
Look, they're even bouncing.
Walk away. Just look at her tits, bro. That's it. Just walk away.
Oh!
Wow.
That's a. I'm surprised she hasn't said gazangas yet.
This is the Citizen Kane of Tubi Tuesday movies.
I mean, hold on.
Nobody's been killed yet.
I'd be starting to get annoyed with her a little bit, only for the pure fact that, like, shut the fuck up. If I don't want to see your titties, which, if that was me, if some girl is yelling at me to see her tits, I'm going to be like, all right, fine. I mean, if she's going to threaten me.
She just can't handle him not looking at her tits.
I'm looking at her tits right now.
Everyone else can look at him for her.
Where you were. I'm saying it right now. She's the best actress.
Exquisite acting, crying and screaming. Look at my tits.
Well, I think she's obviously, depending on how big her role is in this movie, she is obviously either a best actress or best supporting actress.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I think that qualifies as best supporting at least right there.
And this movie already has like way
too many. Oh, should I come again?
Oh.
Did they come out again?
They come out again.
Although the subtitles are like blocking him off. It's like Leonardo Quigley's horror workout all over again.
Yeah, but that was purposely blurred out.
Well, that is true.
But this movie also has several Booby Fair moments that can win an award, too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
She's harassing everyone with her boobs.
Yeah, like, that's enough. Like, okay, I love titties like the next one. But that, like, that's enough. Okay.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. You paid for those, so somebody's gonna look at them. Okay, who cares? I'm looking at them, and they're perfect. Okay, they're good.
She really trying not to look at them. What is happening? Oh.
Whoa!
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh.
That escalated quickly.
That did escalate quickly.
Did one of the implants come out?
I don't think so.
Oh well, I guess she is a supporting actress contender.
I guess she's a supporting actress contender.
Oh man, oh man. Oh, Murder Size, you were just the gift that keeps on giving. Well, yeah, that's it, everyone. That is the end of part two of the best of 2023 of the Tubi Tuesday podcast episodes. And between this episode and the previous one, we had such a great year in 2023 with so many great episodes, so many hilarious highlights, and also bringing on a fourth co-host with Colin. And it definitely was a big year for us. And I can only imagine what 2024 is going to be. So I'm very excited to see where the show goes throughout this year. I expect a lot more hilarity and a lot of insanity. So, expect great things from this. So I can't wait to go for all of you to listen to what we have coming up this year. But to wrap up this episode today, you can find me personally on social media via Twitter, Blue Sky, and Letterboxd under Bede Jemine, and as well as all my work over at supermarcy.com. And also you can listen to my solo podcast, Bede vs. the Living Dead, and as well as its spin-off show, Bede at Sea vs. Camp Crystal Lake, on all podcast streamers everywhere via the Bede vs. the Living Dead podcast feed. And you can find the social media for both those shows on Twitter and Blue Sky under Bede vs TLD, and as well on as Facebook under Bede vs the Living Dead. And now, in terms of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, you can listen to this show on all podcast streamers everywhere. You can also find it on the website. You can listen to this show on all podcast streamers everywhere, either via its own podcast feed either its own podcast feed with the 2B Tuesdays podcast or as part of the Super Network. You can also find the show over at supermarcy.com. And also you can find the podcast on all social media outlets everywhere via Twitter, Blue Sky, and Facebook under the Super Network. So yeah, that's a wrap on this final best of episode for 2023. I hope you all enjoyed it and come back next Tuesday for our annual event. That's right, everyone. Next week is the third annual 2B Tuesday podcast awards. So who will win? Who will lose? You'll have to stay tuned to find out. See you next Tuesday, everyone. Bye.
Okay, Lewis, I'm only doing this once. I don't know how you talk me into doing these things. Hit it. Doesn't seem to matter what I do. I'm always number two. No one knows how hard I tried. Oh, I have feelings that I can't explain. Driving me insane. All my life been so polite. But I'll sleep alone tonight. Cause I'm just craving. Anywhere else I'd be at 10. I am at 10. It is my destiny to live and die a life of blood fragility. What's that mean? I'm just craving. Where I see a love, she sees a friend. Fuck you, Louise. What it take for her to see the man behind the tan and fight for me? I want to know what it's like to love, to be the real thing. Is it a crime? Am I not hot when I'm in my feelings? And it is my moment finally here, or am I dreaming? I'm no dreamer, I beat up Spider-Man. That guy's an idiot. He kicked him right in the balls. It's Bianca Tar. Can you feel my cringy? Feel so real, my cringy. Can you feel cringy? Feel so real, my cringy. It's my penis. I'm just craving. Anywhere else I'd be at 10. I told you I'm at 10. Is it my destiny to live and die a life of blonde fragility? I'm just craving. When I see love, she sees a friend. Sexy 80s everywhere. What it will take for her to see the man behind the 10 and fight for me. I'm just craving. And I'm enough. And I'm great at smoking stuff. So hey, check me out. Yeah, man. I'm just craving. I'm number one podcaster. Screw 2B Tuesday. I'm the best. Listen to Pop 4D.